the infamous selfie blast. You know, it's so funny. Every time I hear that, I picture that cute girl in the mirror. She's adjusting her hair. She thinks she looks just so hot. She puts up the peace sign.
Selfie.
Just
like,
peace, everybody. Look how hot I am.
She's coming out of both ends. She's using the toilet and the tub. How about that?
Oh, boy.
Toilet and the tub.
Well.
Gross.
It is the very best, only the best, of the Drew and Mike Show, brought to you by Scott Kunith, Realtor Scott Kunith, Coldwell Banker, Weir Manual. Oh, he's the best. He's the rising star. You could play Bad Company Shooting Star sometime. Scott would love to see you if you're sitting what your home is worth, or you want help in finding a new one, or maybe you want to refer your nephew, or your daughter, or your cousin. Scott would love to talk to anyone. He does text, too. Happy to do it in drops or in real chatter. 248-797-7746. Oh, I spanked that! 248-797-7746 or S. Kunath, S-K-U-N-N-A-T-H at CBWM.com. Scott Kunath, our realtor sponsor, brings you the best.
Can I guess why you like this song?
Well, they Beatles reference early on. Don't you know? There's so many on board of Beatles references. Hey, did you guys hear Dan Gilbert bought a new building?
Wow, really?
He did?
That's why it was reported. I don't know.
Okay.
What can I say? The Marriott downtown?
Really?
Oh, I did see that. Yeah. I thought it was held up, though.
They said last night that it's official.
Really?
But
what's the Marriott? Has it always been the Marriott, or was it one of the...
It was...
right across from the Rensen?
Yes.
Ah. Yeah.
It's got 265 rooms at the Milliner Center.
Oh, the
Center.
Courtyard, I know.
Yeah, courtyard.
Oh, yeah, I stayed there. Yep.
But that's not bad.
Could have been you.
For being in rehab following a stroke, I mean...
He could have bought...
Yeah.
He would have bought a bigger building if he was done with his rehab.
What is going
hopefully.
On?
I don't know. Hopefully... All good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a lot of local stuff that I wanted to mention on Friday, but didn't. Did you guys see the story about the intruder on Channel 7 who just was staring at this couple in bed?
What?
Yeah, they're just lying in bed asleep, and they wake up, and this guy's staring at them.
Ah! Get out of here!
So...
why? Do we know why?
No, we don't know why, but we know that he also walked into the... He was in the next door neighbor's house too, and the mom was out, and the 14-year-old daughter was asleep in her bed, and her little brother she was babysitting, and I don't think he did anything to anybody, and they have him on security camera. That's what's so freaky about it, is you can
see him. What's he doing up there?
See him walking around the house, just like la 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 la.
Creepy.
And yeah, you can see him. I'm sure they have it on the website at Channel 7 WXYZ.
Weird.
He's about 6 feet. Looked young to me, like mid-20s, black guy. He's got some nice glasses on.
Maybe you got him from Dr. Yaldo.
You got him up there, Brandon?
This was the audio that was provided.
Oh, we got audio.
I was looking for my brother, Al Donnelly. He's around here somewhere.
Wow.
Yeah, anytime you're lost, just say that.
In someone's house.
Wow,
yeah, so he goes
weird.
In two houses and just bolts.
I'd have to move. That's just too creepy.
Yeah, it was really freaky sounding. And with the video,
well,
really
I just
freaky.
Feel like having a stranger in my house is too weird. Uninvited.
He left in a red Chevy Lumina or a Cavalier.
Lumina?
Man. Mm. And then a couple other stories. One was about the billboard that, it's funny, I don't know, I don't understand this. They said, well, I'll tell you why. But the billboard just says, it's in black and white, the letters are in white, and it says, there are black people in the future. And
where did these people get the time to make these signs?
Good question.
Thanks, Juice.
It's part of an art exhibition. Oh. And, of course, people immediately go, what does that mean? And
that's art. They're trying to raise questions.
Yeah, the same billboard was apparently removed in Pittsburgh because people bitched about it. So
without knowing what it means?
Doesn't mean anything.
There are black people in the future?
Let me ask you this. who's bitching about it? Is it white people or black people?
Honestly, I don't even know. They didn't say. They said in Pittsburgh there were a couple problems, but one was that people were complaining about it. So anyway, they said it's designed to spark discussion.
Yeah, it worked.
Oh, it's a social experiment.
And you know what I say to that is, do we need to spark any more discussion?
No.
Isn't there too much discussion? I mean, wouldn't it be nice to stop having discussions for? Can we just cut off the discussions for about 60 days?
Well, for the longest time,
I didn't know you wanted to get involved with the discussion, Mr.
Billboard.
I got some man on the street on that story.
Oh, cool, good.
Cool.
Is that possible to travel speed?
I know, black people in the future. That is a weird thought. But it's encouraging for black people.
So for the longest time, we weren't supposed to discuss things, you know? Like, no one would discuss, and it was like, gotta discuss things.
People just barf everything out now. Yeah. Everyone has a voice. I don't want everyone to have a voice anymore, and I don't want to spark discussion.
It's gone too far.
Everyone needs to shut up, except for me. And a few other people. And then finally, there was the DPD officer.
That's what I'm talking about.
Who was letting women out of tickets in exchange for their phone numbers. And then he would start texting them, you know, probably dick pics and stuff. I don't know, they didn't say.
Yeah. Nice.
And the women were complaining that he wouldn't stop calling. And I was like, well, why don't you just block him? You got out of the ticket, just block him. And,
yeah.
But anyway, they complained. And so
way to read the room, though.
Yeah.
I have questions about the dick pics, though.
I don't know if he sent dick pics.
They were huge, Trudy. There's your answer. Is that your question?
No. I was envisioning one with a police badge on it, which would identify. That popped into my head. You
know, that's a cool idea.
And a little policeman's
hat. A badge.
A little hat on the top of the head.
Just tattoo it. He's on there.
Just dress it. Just dress your penis enough.
I'm a police officer.
In a cop uniform.
So I mean, whimsical.
There's just got a holster.
They're just
a C-ring holster.
Strapped across.
There's no end to any of these. Yeah, you could really dress it up, I guess.
Those things don't need.
Can you get a vest on there somehow?
They don't need dressing up, Drew. They're great the way they are.
There's a Harper Woods teacher.
Yeah, wow.
Offered this girl a better grade for oral sex. She was 15.
Yep.
And that story, I thought, wait a second. He's getting probation for 3 years, and then I think he gets 3 months in jail, but he doesn't have to register as a sex offender.
Sweetheart of a deal. Can he teach again then?
I don't know. He doesn't have to register as a sex offender.
Could have the same sort of teacher, the same sort of friend.
Tom Hanks is so open-minded.
He really is. Wow. That's a wild story.
I felt like Tom Hanks was faking near crying in that audio.
He is an actor.
Yes.
I know. Can we hear it again?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
I
wish my babies could have the same sort of teacher, the same sort of friend.
Wow.
That sounds fake to me.
Really?
It is fake.
It's really good.
We used to use that for an ID for Drew and Mike.
Yeah.
I wish my babies could have the same.
You also used two of the finest gay Americans.
Yes.
Isn't that the other one?
I know. There's a lot of great drops about two people.
Yes.
As we learned. So, yeah, and then Ann Arbor Art Fair is going on. You want to make sure to miss that. We didn't talk about Spacey's drop charges, did we?
Did not, no.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we did 2 days ago when it broke.
Right, it broke just at the end of the show, and there's a lot more information on it. You know, on Thursday on GMA, I thought that the story was kind of funny because it just looks like, honestly, you feel like the criminals are the kid and his mom.
Yeah.
And the dad, because the dad says, I never got the phone back.
Well, maybe they are. They filed a false charge against Kevin Spacey.
Well, yeah, and the guy was bi-curious, and he was into Spacey. I mean, they had their arms around each other at the piano.
Yeah.
Singing show tunes or something.
Yeah, that's pretty.
He's texting all his friends. Kevin Spacey put his hand down my pants.
And I blew up. That's when he...
I don't know. It's just that, you know, when the mom starts deleting stuff from the phone,
they can't find it. It's...
Yeah, and then the father says, I don't think the defense gave it back to me. And the kid,
it seemed consensual.
I don't know. He sure hung out with him for a long time.
Seemed consensual. Well, at least it seemed.
They went outside and they smoked a cigarette together. Yeah. They're singing show tunes together. Did I make up that it was show tunes? I know they sat on the piano stool together and played the piano.
Maybe it was Mind Games they sang together.
Yeah. God, that was so weird. I still never got over that.
Might be Drew at his maddest point ever.
I was kind of flummoxed by it. Like, because Spacey was introducing, you know, all these people playing John Lennon songs, And then it was the time for the last song of the night. And he's talking, and they're playing the intro. And then he says something about your host. And I'm like, wait, he's not going to sing this, is he?
He's clapping for himself.
And he was doing weird stuff like...
John Lennon was many things to many people.
He sings mind games and points at his head.
A leader, a troublemaker, a father, a husband, a man. Growing up, to me, he was a hero. The work of John Lennon was marked by its exquisite beauty and by its brutal honesty.
He smacks his own
song. So in that vein, let me say that while I'm both deeply honored to be here tonight, I'm also incredibly pissed off.
Blah, blah, blah!
Think of how much cooler we thought he was then.
I know, everybody loved him.
I'm outraged because this passionate prophet of peace and so many others are not with us here because we live in an all too violent world. And so in the spirit of this occasion, it's up to all of us to do what we can to not only keep John's songs alive, but help rebuild New York. And that includes your host.
Ooh, would you like the way he conducted the band?
That was really neat.
And that includes your host.
Peace and love, Kevin. And his singing voice sounds like his speaking voice, too.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
He's been waiting for this moment for his entire life.
Oh, yeah. I think he practiced that in his bedroom a zillion times.
Yeah, in front of the mirror. The point of the head. Done it many, many times.
Leading your host, and then he walks over to the band. Jumps.
I know, the jump was really weird. Oh, he lifted the veil, too. I forgot about that. All right, let's see the GMA
really
story.
He's really acting in the story. I know, it's the really... song out.
It's just weird.
Oh, I'm a well-known homosexual actor.
What?
He hasn't done anything wrong.
His name's embroiled in the Me Too movement. Several accusers came forward with accusations against Spacey, but
God,
this
he looks so much
was
creepier now, doesn't he?
I know.
And now it's been dropped. According to the DA, due to an unavailability of the complaining witness.
The bombshell decision late Wednesday by Massachusetts prosecutors to drop the sex crime charge against Kevin Spacey came after the case began to unravel in court last week.
So you didn't go to the police the next day?
No.
The next week?
No.
The next month?
Got some pipes.
No.
You didn't even go within the next year, did you?
No,
we saw the same video 2 days ago when he was not
the prosecution after the man accusing Spacey of sexual assault initially answered questions and then started invoking his Fifth Amendment rights during a line of questioning about if he knew it was illegal to delete text messages before turning his cell phone over to police as evidence.
He's the sole witness that can establish the circumstances of his allegation on the night in question. This case needs to be dismissed, and I believe it needs to be dismissed today.
His lawyer's
according
really
to the
good.
DA, in a private discussion, the witness later elected not to waive his rights under the Fifth Amendment going forward. But then there were concerns about granting the accuser immunity, subsequently calling his credibility into question and
he's
making
in danger
prosecution
committing a
more
crime?
Difficult. Further complicating the case,
charged?
The accuser's phone is missing.
Spacey do this?
The same phone that his
That's
mother,
what I was
a former Boston
at.
TV anchor, deleted certain messages from before
all,
turning it over to police.
The whole family is under the gun.
I deleted a few things. There were just a couple of things that concerned me.
The accuser was Anchor 18 mommy. Years old at the time when he says the Oscar winner groped him at a piano bar in Nantucket in 2016. Spacey has long denied any wrongdoing. The same day the charge was announced, he tweeted this cryptic video.
Oh, so creepy.
In character as Frank Underwood, his iconic character on the hit Netflix series House of Cards.
I'm certainly not going to pay the price for the things
like you're
I
keeping
I
your body
do.
Pretty tight.
Well, of course
but Spacey's troubles may not be over just yet. There are reports that he was interviewed back in May regarding six allegations of sexual assault in Great Britain. We reached out to Spacey for comment but did not hear back, George.
I don't know if you've been working out or what, but your body's looking good.
The bottom line is that kid had a good chance of being charged. They were hung up on immunity. Immunity?
Wow. Wow. Charged
for him.
Charged
he was a sexual
what?
Assault victim.
Oh, for destroying
the
evidence.
Phone, yeah. See, destroying yeah. evidence. And mommy, wow. remember mommy had a press conference?
Yes. Those
my son.
Those prosecutors.
Kevin Spacey got him drunk. He told Kevin Spacey, he was 23, by the way.
Yep.
Sounds like he liked Kevin Spacey. I guess he
do knows best.
Sounds a little starstruck.
Those prosecutors must be livid at her and him.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. I'm quite sure they are. You know,
did I do good, Daddy?
The ABC guy was saying he was surprised this thing had so many problems. He was surprised it ever went forward.
I know. Watching him with the sound down is the best way to watch that guy, too.
He gets
He's pretty fired up.
Yeah. I like him.
He's good.
Sharp, he's all right.
I think both the legal guys on morning TV. I haven't seen who's on CBS doing legal. Do they have a good guy?
Probably. They have a woman. How sexist of you. She's actually really sharp, too. I don't remember her name. How sexist
of me. Watch.
I like the dude on NBC. Ali, what is his name? It's not Ali Velcher, but that guy has his own show on MSNBC. He's pretty good. He's a good legal
expert. Don't want my court TV back.
You can't get your court TV.
Mark was watching court TV yesterday. There's no decimals in my TV.
You know what's on courttv.com where you can stream all the live things are like their greatest hits.
That's cool.
And they had the civil suit where OJ's on the stand in Florida.
The best.
Yeah.
The best.
He called me an asshole. And watching it again's really
funny. Everything looks a little big.
Because Jordan and I are like, look at this guy. He
really cocky.
He's incredibly cocky.
Except for the 234 questions about how he cut his hand.
I'm talking about the Florida case where he cut the guy of the road rage.
Yeah, the road rage. Yeah.
They don't have criminal trial on there. I'm surprised. They have Jordy Arias' trial up there, too, if you want to watch
Look,
that.
Man, if I cut you off, I apologize. But what are you doing? You can't do this. And I got a couple of kids in this car. You can cause an accident and get someone killed.
Everything that happens is because kids were in something.
Yeah. Didn't he describe that as being his job? As didn't kill my kids? Because I killed the mom.
Ridiculous.
Tried to kill a guy. Cut me off.
Elizabeth Holmes was...
She looks way better.
She looks pretty good. She fixed her split ends.
I wonder if she still talks like this.
Oh, totally.
I still find her just gross. I swear, I have no attraction to her whatsoever. I never did.
She had a low bar for looking good, and so she looks better.
And then the voice is awful.
What are you talking about?
I just want them to throw the book at her, and I just have a feeling because she married that billionaire. That hotel heir. They're going to throw a lot of money at this.
I don't think she got a victory in court because she wanted all this
stuffed. Ew. It looks like some internet filter, doesn't it? Some camera filter.
And she was getting plowed by that guy. Balwani.
Yeah.
Balwani.
Adult.
That's how he hit on chicks. He goes, Balwani?
I'm like, no.
Like, what are you talking about?
When you watch any, there's a couple documentaries about this whole thing, and it is just insanity. These scientists just working their asses off to make this thing work, and they're like, this isn't going to work. It's like, yes, it will. Keep working on it.
Yeah.
Make it work.
I'm the
female Steve Jobs. Everything works because I say it will.
Because I'm dressed just like her or him.
Oh, man, that was weird.
Yeah.
I hope she gets
it. I got a better idea. No fucking way.
She deserves it. On the best of today, the old rat feces and Layla.
Yeah, Layla's a big hero.
Jay and his sweet UM tattoos?
Yeah, did I not write his last name? I'm sorry.
I can't read it.
Can't read it. There's no words on it.
Jay.
Remember the guy with all the Michigan tattoos? He's on the big house. He's on the scoreboard every game.
There's no words on it.
That's right.
We talked to him. He was quite the character.
And then what's the hair salon?
Every time I see him on the scoreboard, all I think of is...
What's he doing up there?
What's the hair salon bit? I don't remember that.
Oh, that's when you learned about like what a blowout is.
Oh, right.
You wanted to open up your own hair salon that does blowouts.
Yeah, called Drew Blows.
Well, I heard... Yeah, no, that sounded interesting. Yeah, but I couldn't... Are those things really making it? I know it's been a while.
The one on Woodward just raised its prices, so yeah.
I just can't believe someone said, you know what? I'm starting a business, blow drying and washing hair.
Drew, I'm with you.
It's huge.
Nobody's going to come in there.
It's totally huge.
I know. I guess it is.
Women with curly hair have to do it themselves, and it's like a bitch.
So they get up and just go, I'm not going to take a shower. I'm just going to go to the blow dry place.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Or they take a shower and don't wash their hair.
Right.
Yeah. Your company stinks.
So they put on their makeup at the blow dry place?
No, they get it blown out, and then they, you know, like, go about their week without washing it. So in other words, it stays straight for, you know,
they don't
like
wash their hair for
so.
The whole week?
Well, yeah, like a couple of days or a week or so.
Really?
Yeah.
It seems weird.
To not wash your hair.
They're supposed to wash your hair every day.
Women don't wash their hair every day.
You're not supposed to?
Huh? Oh. It's a haircut. It.
If you want split ends and dry your hair, man, jeez.
Well, I don't wear cream rinse. Do you?
I wash my hair every day. Because I have to feel hot water over my head to function.
I know. Me too. I do.
It helps your brain engage. But
This week's best of, like usual, brought to you by our friend Scott Kunith, the realtor. Scott Kunith of a Coldwell Banker. Weir Manual. Find out what your home is worth, or if you need help in finding a new one, or if you want to list your home.
Great Scott!
Text or call Scott at 248-797-7746. That's 248-797-7746, or email Scott Kunith at skunnath@cbwm.com. He's the rising star, and he brings you the best of the Drew and Mike Show.
Dweller H.
Oh, boy, this story. Man lured 18-year-old to a remote cabin where he locked the woman in a shed, forced her to eat rat feces.
Forced her to eat rat feces.
That's all there was.
Serve it up? Make her swallow it? Or is that just all the only food she could eat? Well, that's a weird story.
Yeah, I don't know if your concept has much to do with what happened. I'm not sure. But forced her to eat rat feces? How many rats were there? I mean, it doesn't seem like there'd be much volume to that meal.
Maybe he was collecting them. Maybe they taste delicious. Who knows?
Gross. Well, I saw rat feces in my house. That's why I really disgusted.
You did?
Yes, I saw rat
this
feces.
House?
I told you. Yeah.
Oh, yes. No.
Shit.
That's disgusting.
You know, I was so... I mean, I almost wanted to move that minute.
I'm just surprised you
didn't. Leave the house, driveway, never come back.
I'm really surprised you didn't.
If Rob had not been here to take care of it,
yeah.
There's no way.
Well, what
no
did he do?
No way.
Lay some traps down?
Lay traps.
Well, did he ever find said rat?
Yes, he did.
Oh, he did. How big?
Fucking big.
Yeah, rats are pretty
disgusting. Oh, my God. Was that repulsive?
I told you about that rat that was, like, dying in my yard. Did I tell you about that?
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Yeah, so
is your current house a skank?
Yeah, it was in my yard. It was, like, a foot into my yard, so my house is not taking any responsibility for it.
Okay.
So I had to scoop it up and put it in a plastic bag. Mind you, it's still kind of alive. I guess I could have batted it and killed it, but I was
Why do you suppose it died? What happened? Was it old age?
As if
you could have diagnosed what was wrong with it.
Well, no, I'll tell you, because I don't know if you remember me saying that my one neighbor, who was a door down, put all that dirt and mulch in his backyard and just left it so that you could actually see the holes that the rats burrowed in and made a house out of. So because of that, and because another neighbor never picked up any dog shit, the rats, you know, that's like a feast for them. So they're eating all the dog shit and they're hiding in that land. So this was in towards the end of winter and spring. So when the snow would fall, I noticed rat trails. You know, they're just like long lines.
I know.
Their tails go behind them.
We started following them everywhere, Mark.
Well, I did. I would go out and see that they would walk around the perimeter where the fence was. They were going from one yard to the other.
And
they're
looking for a way in, too. They're looking for that little tiny space they can burrow into the foundation.
Thankfully, there was never the tracks never got near the house. It was always on the perimeter layer. So I laid down a bunch. So much rat poison, as much as I could buy, just everywhere. And then about a week later, you know, that's when it melted. The rats sitting there, like, just kind of dying.
Ah!
So the point is, I scooped them up and put them in a plastic bag to suffocate it. And instead of putting it in my trash, I walked it a block down to Coolidge Road where there's public trash cans and threw it in the public trash can.
Because
I so just didn't even want that carcass in my garage.
I totally agree.
I'm throwing this away. I pay taxes for that public trash can. I'm throwing it away in there.
Well,
it was
Rob,
so gross. And I carry it, by the way, I never touched the bag with my hand. I carried it with the shovel.
Shovel.
As if touching the bag was going to give me any kind of disease. Yeah, tongs. Basically a one-armed tong.
Rob's trap.
Yeah.
The sticky stuff, they can't get out, they can't move.
Yeah, it doesn't kill them either.
No. It netted 3 rats.
Are you serious?
3 of those fuckers.
Where was the trap put? Was it down here?
It was actually, no, it was in the sort of like inside the wall, inside the walls.
What
there
the
was
fuck?
A, I know. And they had.
How do you sleep in here?
Well, got the three rats.
Well, yeah. Where's the fourth?
No,
They travel in fours. You didn't know that?
No, we kept.
That's why they call them a quad pack.
We kept
a group of rats is called a quad pack.
Get it out of here. Anybody knows that rats travel in triple threat trios. Just like humans.
So you felt comfortable, though, after you caught three to just sleep here.
I'll tell you why I felt kind of comfortable. Because
they like to cuddle. They like to be warm.
When they, I told you, they were in my fucking bed. One of them was in my bed.
Are you serious?
Yes. Yes.
I remember that.
I wasn't staying here for a couple days. I was at Tessa's house.
Oh, I wouldn't be able to ever come back, Drew.
It wasn't easy.
It's disgusting.
It was not easy. Yeah, I told you this house has been a nightmare.
I knew there was a rat in this house. I didn't know that there were three and that they were having a slumber party.
But
probably sitting in your bed watching TV.
The alert.
Swimming in your toilet for 3 days.
The alert for the rats came from Layla.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Layla became obsessed with the walls. Mm-hmm. Suddenly, it's like, why is Layla standing at that one place all the time? I mean, like 18 hours a day, she's by that wall, and she barks like maybe every couple hours she starts barking at the wall.
Yeah, good job, Layla.
Yeah, no, Layla is badass.
That's why dogs and cats rule.
And Mags was in play, too. And
it, yeah, he was just waiting to eat it.
He was barking from his bed.
He was saying, Layla, you get that rat, but save some for me.
Mags is getting a bit sedentary, as we know.
A bit?
Mags will sometimes, when Layla's at the door and somebody's coming to the door, Layla's barking away, like, you know, at your feet, she'll be barking, and Mags barks from the bathroom. He's lying on the floor in the bathroom, barking from the bathroom. He doesn't even know what he's barking at.
No, I noticed he's kind of a pile jumper. He jumps on the pile at the end.
Yeah.
Mags.
So
he gets really bummed when I use the bathroom.
Who would have won between the rat and Layla?
Oh, I gotta believe Layla.
Because you said the rat was big, so I didn't know, like, you know, although,
how quick is Layla? Is she fast?
She's very fast.
Oh, okay.
Extremely fast. But she does get, this is really funny. She always barks at dogs, no matter what the size. She's like all in their face, and she's way more aggressive. It's like, what are you doing? That dog's eight times as big as you. And one time she ran, I had her on a leash, is in Chicago, and she like, the leash will extend on its own, you know, to a certain length.
Yep.
So she's running, you know, and she gets right next to this big dog, and she's barking away at him. And all of a sudden she reached the end of her rope, and her collar slipped off. All of a sudden it's like, I'm on my own. And she started like, she started like almost crying, like, oh my God, I'm on my own.
Really?
This dog can do anything to me. I mean, I don't know why. I mean, she could run anywhere on her own. Yeah. It wasn't like she was restricted to. I think she felt like she was disconnected from me, maybe. I don't know what it was.
Her safety net. You were her safety net.
Apparently. It was really weird. So it suddenly dawned on her that this dog could kick her ass.
That's funny. I think about cats, and now I have my cat. And I'm sitting there watching TV. We had the door open, so she can just hang out and check out outside. The screen door is there. And I'm sitting there, and I just hear this. I'm like, what is that? And I go over there, and Ashley's growling. You know, cats will growl. And then starts going and hissing. So I'm like, there's something outside. So she kept doing it. And this is what drives me nuts about cats. When they start hissing or growling, they just will hiss or growl at anything. So I walk over, then she turns to me. It's like them against the world. They're so independent. Like, they don't want anybody messing with them. So, of course, I turn on the light. And it's another cat. From the neighborhood on our deck. Needless to say, that cat never came back because Ash yelled at it so hard.
Whoa!
And hissed at it. But then she hissed at me the rest of the night. It's like, I don't know that cat. I'm on your side. I'm in the house. Don't yell at me. Don't hiss at me. And it's so adorable knowing that she never would do anything to me.
Aw.
She got it. Snap.
Pets are so cool. I saw this thing today. Now, this should not be a pet by any means, but did you see, guys, this story? It was a clip of a deer that was trying to get through a fence, and it got stuck.
Dummy. Yeah.
Did you see it?
No.
Did you see it, Jay?
No.
This deer got, it's sort of shape-shifted, you know, like rats do,
yeah.
and got halfway through the fence and then couldn't get its rear through the fence.
So idiot.
It was just going nuts. It was like, oh, come on, I got to get out of here, damn it.
Anyway, they had, of course, bring in the pros to cut the bar.
Yeah.
The metal bar and get this thing free.
I mean, he was mad the whole time.
He was really excited. It was terribly excited. Was scared to death. And then it was really, I mean, you had to feel for the animals. Really sad. I mean, it was obviously scared that something was going to come get it. It couldn't protect itself, couldn't get away. But when as soon as the bar was cut, this thing got itself free, and it was like, could not get away fast enough.
And then a hunter took it down.
No.
Oh.
Didn't even thank the rescuers or anything.
Oh, what a jerk. Took off. What a selfish deer.
It was kind of a dick about it.
What a jerk of a deer.
Deer.
Is this it here, Drew?
Deer was stuck in this fence. Yeah, that's it. Bars right here.
Oh, it's KBKA.
A very small opening.
West.
Multiple departments from the city of Pittsburgh responded. They were able to free that deer within an hour and a half.
It was no Pittsburgh easy task, but she was
finally free. I think KDK
free.
Is the first, isn't it the first radio station? Yep. So I don't know, maybe they grandfathered in.
Okay.
Jim Jenko, an animal control officer for over 20 years, knew what the alternative was if they couldn't free the doe and wanted to avoid that at all costs.
Isn't that terrible?
As she squirmed and attempted to break loose Tuesday morning, her stomach tightly wedged in between the bars, animal care and control, public works,
what an eating machine that deer is. Miss eating machine.
We just had to be careful that one of us didn't get kicked with a hoof or something.
Just wanted
to make sure this old jag off didn't kick us with their hoof.
Forget about that.
In an effort to keep her calm.
Forget about
it. Immediately settled down.
Let it go.
Public Works first tried cable cutters, but couldn't break through the thick steel bars.
Cable cutters for those bars?
And then another officer came to the rescue with something similar to the jaws of life.
It's a SWAT jack, I guess they had in the back of their vehicle to use it for SWAT situations.
Isn't that Pittsburgh accent?
They had one, and we were
this guy's so hard.
Get the deer out.
Once the bars were pried open, everyone carefully lifted the doe, adjusting her legs, which were stuck in opposite directions, and she wasted no time running off.
See ya!
Pulled the deer through, and then we kind of had to let go right away, and everybody had to get out of the way so the deer could, you know, run away.
It definitely was a team effort by multiple departments within the city.
It was a team effort.
Where are you? I didn't see you out there.
She didn't do shit. North Side, Heather Abraham, KDKA TV News.
She's a spokesperson?
Wow.
Spokesperson?
Oh, she was, really?
Didn't do a damn thing?
Here's a good picture of Justin Fuente.
He's a coach of Virginia Tech's football team, if that means anything. Makes a lot of money.
He's kind of handsome.
Him or Harbs?
In a flinty way.
A Larry Flinty way?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, is this Jay Radigan again?
This is.
All right. Jay, how you doing? It's Drew and Mark and Trudy.
Drew, Mark, and Trudy, what's up?
How are you?
Doing great, man.
Good, good.
We, of course, saw Jim Schaefer's piece on you in the Free Press and your incredible collection of tattoos. When did you get the first Michigan tattoo?
Back when I was 21 years old.
And what was the first one?
The first one was just the block M with the Michigan through the center of it.
Sweet.
And it's got a little go blue banner underneath it.
Awesome.
It'll be the starter Michigan tattoo, I would say. And then
you always got to start somewhere. You know, there's an A and B to everything.
Yeah.
What about non-Michigan tattoos? Do you have a ton of other tattoos?
No, I actually do have two tattoos that are not related to Michigan.
Only two?
One of them is actually it's an American heart. It's for my wife because she went and got a Canadian heart. So they're kind of like, you know, offset for each other. Then the other one that's not Michigan is, Trudy and Jim kind of touched on it the other day a little bit, my tramp stamp.
What? You have a tramp stamp?
Tramp stamp.
I do.
Is it a bullseye?
We called it a tramp stamp just for locational reasons. However, it's just a tattoo located in a place that is called the tramp stamp.
And what is it?
It's just a zipper.
Oh.
A zipper?
And no, it doesn't mean it takes you to the promised land at all.
Very interesting. Well, 32 tattoos, that's quite a few tattoos. When you get that many tattoos, I always feel like, and I hate to be negative, but there's always like one where you go, kind of like, you know, buy a few shirts and there's always one that maybe you don't wear as much as the others. Or if you buy six pairs of pants, which I tend to binge buy stuff because I never really shop.
Just like Harbaugh.
There's always one pair where I'll go, why did I buy those? Is there one tattoo that you go, I kind of wish I hadn't gotten that one?
No. No.
No,
told you. I mean, honestly, I do have some that I like more than others, but no, there's none that I've put on me that I've gone and like, we need to really get rid of that one somehow. So,
what about the marching band drum line? Would you consider maybe doing that one over?
New.
What? No. No, just doing it the first shot was enough. So there will be no consideration for a cover-up in the future.
Of course.
Okay, how about the years of the champions? I mean, it's just
that's
a year.
That's the best one.
But it's just a year. That's the best that's all one
because you can add to it.
It's a big battle going
on. That's right.
Okay. So
we actually kind of left it so, you know, if we add more championships, we can add more dates.
I can't talk you out of any of these tattoos.
I do know one way.
No, it's not. No.
Jay, I do know one way you can make them better, and that's maybe shaving some of the hair, because when you look at these up close, like the one Wolverine on your left chest, it seems really hairy, like actual Wolverine hair.
But I suggested that you shave the hair around it, because its furry little face is adorable then.
That's fine, but I just, I don't know, it makes me realize that I'm looking at your chest instead of a cool tattoo.
Okay, have you ever shaved any part of your body and then had the hair grow back in?
Yeah, my pubes.
It's crazy itchy.
Yeah, right.
That's why I do it.
That is a bummer. Well, did you have that experience where you shaved some one particular place and just grew back like so thick it's just a thicket?
Oh, that's funny.
Apparently not. Hopefully not.
No.
What about the Jim Harbaugh signature? You thought maybe awesome. I don't need this guy's signature. What was I thinking about?
You know, given it like his history to the school, the fact that he's come back, done even what he's done just in his first year, just the beginning of this one, it was kind of a really easy choice to kind of throw him in there. He's a great leader.
I like the profile.
Overall, I mean, when you see just what he's done as a person, it doesn't even mean for Michigan. He's a very successful person, and it's just easy to kind of just get on board with that And, you know, you want to win, and I'm a winner, and that's what I want to do. So kind of following Harbaugh became pretty easy, really.
Jim, did you say you're a winner?
Well, I try to be.
Yeah.
Well, tell us, what do you do? How are you a winner? I'm not questioning, and I'm just wondering, what does this guy won? Did you win Olympic gold or something? I mean, how are you a winner? That's all I'm asking.
He's a great guy.
How am I? I'm just a winner by being me.
Yeah.
That's it. I don't have to be anybody else but myself, and just happens to be the fact that I happen to really enjoy and love the Michigan Wolverines, but I don't have to be anybody else but exactly who I am.
Do you have a family? Do you have kids?
Yeah, me and my wife.
Me and my wife. Oh, you and your wife. Okay. Okay. Cool. Just asking. I mean,
where's that Harbaugh tattoo at on you?
That would be on my back, left shoulder blade.
Now, what's on the right shoulder blade? Do you have room for a silhouette of Bo in his signature?
Oh, yeah. Actually, on my right shoulder blade, mm-hmm. I actually have Gerald Ford tattooed on that shoulder blade.
Gerald Ford, wait, he's the president of the United States.
Former All-American center.
Former president.
Michigan
center, though.
I know.
He was a center back in 32 to 34.
Is the tattoo of him, like, snapping the football, or is it a tattoo of him as president?
Yeah, no, it's him when he would have been snapping the ball.
Oh, okay, so he's in his Michigan garb.
Now, what's interesting, though, you got the Harbaugh tattoo, you know, right before I assume right before year two started, but no thoughts of ever getting the Brady Hoke tattoo after the 11-2 2011 season?
No.
Good job.
Like I said, I'm a winner.
Yeah.
But hey, he was 11-2 his first season.
Well, you know, we all had something to rejoice then, but then after, you know, it may have been a consideration then, but you know, after that, like, it just tanked.
Are there any particular victories of Michigan's that are celebrated? I mean, a specific game, for example, they won that you celebrate on your tattooed body?
Not any specific game or
Woodson.
Nothing memorable, I guess you could say, like that.
That Woodson okay. one looks like the post-Ohio State Woodson when he had the, or is that the interception against Michigan State Woodson because he's got his arm up?
No, that's when he was throwing the number one up in the air after they won the national championship.
Oh, okay. See, well, there's
that's kind of associated with a game then.
You got to get Desmond Howard laying out for the Notre Dame catch, like across your back.
No, he's coming, but he's not coming in the form of the catch.
Ooh.
I'm actually going to be doing a whole Heisman tribute piece. Oh, so wow. He's going to be in there mixed in with Woodson and Harmon. So.
And Harmon, sweet. And then Jabril this year. You're going to mix Jabril in there when he wins
the Heisman? Well, I mean, if Jabril gets in, I mean how cool would that be to have him win the Heisman as a second defensive guy, also coming from Michigan, and then, you know, throw him right in line with everybody else. That'd be kind of neat in a way, really.
Where would you feature the Heisman Trophy people?
Actually, on my other side of my ribcage. It'd actually kind of be like revolving around the band kind of. Leads into the players.
You got space
so it's
there.
Kind of a, yeah.
What about a tattoo? What about a tattoo of the fans?
You know, we kind of actually kind of threw a loose idea about that, but the idea that we're just going to probably go with is just something with a big house with, like, you know, a scene.
Yeah, with a lot of fans.
Crowd in the background, cool. Something along that line.
Now, fans are part of the landscape. I mean, I don't know. Maybe some concession vendors and stuff.
Yeah, I'll put a big hot dog right on my back.
The M-Den? I don't know. Just some thoughts.
No, M-Den. No, it's not like the zipper is going to turn into the doors or something. So
How about Bob Ufer?
or Brandy?
Well, maybe the whole Michigan thing, but not actually Bob himself.
How about Burton Tower? What? That's like the most famous thing on Central Campus.
Yeah, you don't have nearly enough tattoos.
Wait,
look at all these
Jay.
Ideas. He's shooting them down left and right. This guy doesn't like Michigan.
Jay,
Jesus.
Do you know what Burton Tower is?
No, what is Burton Tower?
I know what Burton Tower is.
You do or you don't? I'm sorry.
No, I do. I do.
Okay. Well, get that tattoo. It'll fit nice in your thigh.
What is Burton Tower?
It's the bell tower in Central
Campus. Yeah, it's the big
by the
tower
guy.
That stands right in the middle of the quad.
That's impressive.
I know the tattoo you don't have that you have to get. The hash bash. The hash bash in Michigan every April.
Jesus Christ. The worst.
Put a big bong on my leg?
Yeah, well, somebody could be bonging out. Maybe a Michigan football fan who's at the hash bash. That'd be a good way to incorporate the fans I was talking about.
What happens if somebody comes up and wants to smoke me, though?
Well,
could be a problem.
They could do that.
Make a lot of people happy.
I don't know if I'm into being rolled or anything like that.
Now, why is it just football? What about basketball? Can you put Trey Burke or Cassie Russell on there?
No, I do it all. Wrestling... Basketball.
Did you put Cliff Keen on there?
No, I don't have Cliff Keen on there. No.
Michael Phelps,
famous wrestler.
Michael Phelps? No.
I was gonna say he wrestled.
The swimmer?
I thought he was a swimmer.
Yeah. No, Cliff Keen was a wrestler.
Wait, didn't Phelps go to Michigan? Or no, he just worked out of Michigan.
No, he went to
he's
Michigan
going
for
to
a
Michigan.
While. No, he went to Michigan for a while.
Okay, Michael Phelps.
Hey, no. He went to Michigan for a while.
Are you discriminating against Olympians for some reason, or what's going on?
No, we're just kind of keeping it kind of basically themed. I know I've put obviously a few people on me, but I guess, you know, you gotta get a little choosy when you kind of have a lot of ideas, but only so much room to work with.
I got a perfect Michigan alum for you to put on there, and everyone knows. No, Mike Wallace from 60 Minutes.
There you go. Yeah, and James Earl Jones.
I'll just put a big timepiece on me counting down.
How about Ted Kaczynski? You can put Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber picture where he's got the hood up and the glasses.
That's so cool. And
it's
a
good picture.
The Shaq.
Now, would I get him? Now, would I have him holding a math book with like a bomb sticking out the top? Or
no, just the actual sketch photo when they were looking for him.
The hoodie and the aviator sunglasses.
Andy Davis?
Andy Davis, yeah.
The maid.
Or Margo Martindale from The Americans.
Oh, my God. Now you're being bombarded.
Or a lot Lucy,
of
Lucy
awesome
Liu.
Ideas, and as soon as you guys get moving on them, I'd love to see them.
Iggy Pop went to Michigan briefly.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Iggy
that's
Pop, there, now you know what? He's skinny, so I mean, he wouldn't take up a lot of room.
No, he wouldn't. Are you an Iggy Pop fan?
I know of Iggy Pop. I've heard a few of his songs. I wouldn't go as far as to say I'm a fan, however.
I got another one. How about Dr. Sanjay Gupta? You could put a tattoo of Gupta on there.
Gupta's good.
Everyone knows
Gupta. You know
Gupta.
What? It's just... Hey, it's all about where you put the Gupta, you know.
You'd be walking down the street and someone goes, hey, look at that Gupta tat.
You know.
How cool.
I mean, you start the whole Gupta chant, it's going to take off. I can see it now.
Derek Jeter, he almost went to Michigan.
Fuck that. He was there for a semester.
Right,
don't ever put Jeter on there.
Okay.
No. The only one that makes me
he
mad.
He wanted to go to Michigan.
But he didn't.
Well, he kind of like just showed up, really.
What about a tattoo of you? Nobody loves Michigan more than you. You could tattoo yourself. Like a cartoon version?
I just look at my poor butt in the mirror every single morning.
Oh, man.
How about Tom Brady?
And I wonder why.
Yeah. I asked him about Tom Brady.
You wonder what got into you. How did you get to be such a huge Michigan fan? What happened?
Easy question.
Pretty much. Being a young guy growing up in the East Coast of Canada, where, you know, your main sport of everything is hockey from where you live. And then I was sitting at home one day, and we were being broadcast Detroit TV. Huh. And I happened to see the maize and blue winged helmet come running across my screen. And I was like, that is really freaking cool.
Yeah.
And just kind of kept watching. And then just the love grew from there. That's pretty much how it started.
Sweet.
Does that mean the helmet is tattooed on your body somewhere?
Couple places.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
In multiple facets as well. Yes. I have it about 4 or 5 times. Yeah.
Okay, now,
awesome.
If you had plans, let's say tonight you just were dreaming, you were dreaming Michigan football all night, and when you woke up, you decided, okay, there's 5 new tattoos that I'm going to get this weekend. I'm so excited. I've got enough money. It's not a problem. Would your wife be happy, neutral, or unhappy?
She'd be happy. She'd be fine with it.
She would? She'd be happy. She'd be excited.
Yeah.
She says, what are you getting? I can't wait.
Yeah, no, she actually comes home, when I come home, she's always interested to see what me and my friend have come up with. So it always ends up coming down to whatever me and Adam come up with for ideas or designs.
What does Adam have? Does he have Michigan tattoos?
No. Oh. Adam is my best friend, also happens to be my artist as well.
Yeah.
Cool. He's ironically not a sports guy at all.
You're an artist on retainer?
Michigan tattoos for him.
Wow. Does your wife have tattoos?
Just the one little Canada heart.
Yeah.
Okay. And your mom, how about your parents? Have they checked in on the subject?
Not really, no.
No.
Huh.
Okay. We'll pursue that much more, I don't think.
So.
Something weird about that, but that's okay.
Yeah, Jay, this is, it's quite educational because some of these people I didn't know anything about, but yeah.
You're saying you've been educated about Michigan football through Jay Radigan?
I kind of have.
All you had to do is ask me, and geez.
I know.
It's easier to learn through tattoos.
Well, it depends on what we're asking you, too.
Point.
But you were telling me the other day that you have none. You there's a cutoff at some point.
Huh. What?
Yes and no. The cutoff really is, if I want to move on per careers as to what I do now, me and my wife basically have discussed it to the point that if I want to move on, nothing above the wrists and nothing above the neck. So that way, if I got to go out and maintain a level of professionality, I can still do that without having to scare
the long sleeve. The long sleeve shirt, the tie will cover up virtually everything.
But Jay, don't you always wear a hat?
Yep. Always wear a hat, yeah.
What job is this? It sounds like you're a DJ. You're a radio guy.
No, DJ. And I just, I have a little flair for life. I just like to suck it all in and just go with the flow because I'm only here once. So I actually work on the freighters that you see going up and down the Detroit River all the time. So I work with, pretty big machinery all day, dangerous cargo. But it's honestly, for me, it's a job of a lifetime. I love it. I enjoy it. And it's everything that I'm about. So
it
just fits right in with my personality, really.
Jay said something about dangerous cargo. I'm wondering, what is the most dangerous cargo you've ever had?
We do handle explosives.
Whoa.
Sweet.
Wait, like for the fireworks or something?
At times, actually, yes, we have handled those.
For the Zambelli family? Isn't it the Zambelli family?
Honestly, I wouldn't know the particulars. I just know we handle it, and it's got to get to its spot safely. So,
right.
And you're the guy who does it. And steel, lots of steel.
Pretty much.
Jay.
Somebody else deals with the paperwork. I just got to move it, and safely.
Uh-huh. It just hit me, your next tattoo, the maize and blue jump man for the new apparel. Stupid. You know, the new jump man apparel for Nike.
Basketball player on your body?
Yeah.
It was something that we kind of threw around.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to probably just stay.
A basketball player.
Jordan, I don't think I'm going to do anything like that. So
because it's Michael Jordan and he's a basketball player, right?
It's a logo for a brand.
It's a basketball
player. Right. Yeah.
Nobody knows the basketball.
And let's face it,
he's dunking.
Somebody else came up, and I'm trying to be me. I'm trying to be unique, different, and that's somebody else's idea.
It doesn't make the cut, clearly.
Right, yeah. I mean, it's acceptable. But, I mean, it's not something I want to live with permanently.
No, of course not. Well, that's incredible. Jay Radigan again. He's got the most amazing collection of Michigan tattoos possibly in the world. Does anyone have more Michigan tattoos than you? Have you ever heard of anyone that possibly does?
No. I actually have looked. The only other person that I know of with multiple Michigan tattoos, I think they're running somewhere in the neighborhood of 10.
Wow.
That's
underachievers.
And who is that?
Yeah.
Who is that guy?
Well, you know, I'm not going to sit here and I'm not going to start mocking them or anything like that because they actually do follow my page and I have a lot of respect for what they do as well.
Oh. Tell them to catch up.
It comes down to the fact that we're all just a big family. You know, all the people that have been on my page and are on my page have shown me so much great love and support just going through even all of this. That honestly, they're almost like another family to me, and
Jay,
I honestly
so
can't say enough about these guys on my page. These guys are amazing, and
Jay, what page are you talking about?
This is really kind of what sucks you in about this whole thing.
Tell us what page you're talking about.
It's Facebook page, right?
It's my own personal Facebook page under my own name of Jay Radigan, and all I've done is just basically went out and found people who were fans of Michigan like I am, obviously not to the same extreme, and just wanted to follow whatever Michigan does, and that's all my page is about, really.
Sweet.
So if you want to get involved in Jay's page, I'm sure, Jay, you probably are friending people as we speak.
Hey, the more the merrier in my book.
Okay, man. Well, good luck, and let us know what number 33 is.
Actually, 32 is going to be taking place on 32. Saturday.
What is it? What is it?
Ooh.
We're doing a big Block M. Probably with the phrase, you know, who's got it better than us? Nobody.
Nobody. So,
yeah, sweet. That's actually going to be going between awesome. Jim Harbaugh and Gerald Ford. So.
Perfect.
Yeah, that sounds great, Jay.
That's great.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much, guys.
Okay, bud.
Thanks, Jay.
Have a good one.
Thanks. Bye. Take care.
Bye.
Go Blue!
Go Blue!
Bye-bye.
He's awesome.
He's really positive.
Yes. He's like really intense.
Oh my God,
is he intense?
Awesome. I love it.
He is his tattoos.
Yeah.
He rules.
Yeah, he really is. He's all in.
He might be a little.
No, don't say it.
He's too intense.
No, he's never. He's awesome.
Is there a Virginia Tech guy with that many tattoos?
No one cares.
He couldn't even make a joke about the next guy in line.
No.
It was 10 tattoos.
No. But nothing but respect.
A little shot, just a little tiny kidding nudge. No.
The community has nothing but respect for each other.
Can't do that.
That's the Michigan difference.
Oh, the Michigan difference. The big story, the lead story. Yes, it was the lead story once, and it was like the second story maybe two other times, but it was indeed the lead story once on the local news break that the city of Detroit was opening up two new businesses that wash your hair and blow dry it.
Oh, the blow dry places.
And that's
yeah.
all they do.
Yeah.
In fact, one of them was called, you know, Jerry's Blow.
Yeah.
Jerry's Blow Dry or something. And it was like, that's the lead story. First of all, I was in shock that that there's a business that just washes your hair and blow dries it.
Oh yeah,
because couldn't you just do that in your bathroom?
Yeah, but if you have curly hair, it takes forever.
Not like that. You can't do it like they do it.
What do they do?
Well,
it's
I
so
mean,
special.
Well, you
they
have,
charge extra
you
for
have
poofing.
Literally one hand to do it. They have both hands to do it. And good. What?
I get the poofing part. I mean, that's huge.
What was that from? Who were you talking?
Charge the hair salon. I mean, we asked them if they charged extra for poofing.
Who was gonna poof?
I don't remember what the occasion was. Then that became kind of a theme.
Yeah.
I think, didn't we call a couple other hair salons just to ask them if they charged extra for
poofing?
was it related to Gary Condit? Is that possible?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. It was definitely a guy who had his hair poofed.
Oh, I'll be your conduit.
Oh. Was it Larry King? Because we talked to his barber. Didn't we talk to Larry King's barber? He got his hair cut like every 6 days.
Oh, there's no way a guy that age can grow hair that fast.
I know. He just takes really good care of his hair. Larry's really into his hair.
Wow.
He doesn't have very much, but he's really into what's left.
Mm.
So he gets it cut regularly.
What if I just Google
extremely TV? Regularly.
Charge extra for
poofing.
Poofing.
But the place is, one of them's called Detroit Blows, right?
B-L-O-Z.
And I really think
they spelled it with a Z.
You need a place, Drew Blows. Hair salon.
Yeah.
I could be a big endorser.
Yeah.
Yeah. And all you have to do, Drew, is just get out a hairdryer and blow it on their hair for $10.
No, yeah, you have to straighten it, though.
What does one charge for blow-drying someone's hair?
It can be anywhere from, you know, like in Chicago, I saw a bunch of these places, $10 to blow your hair out.
Yeah.
And there's that many people wandering around going, God, I wish I could blow-dry my hair right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, not get a haircut. I don't want a haircut. I just want a blow dry.
No, they just want
to. Well, Trudy, what does it cost to style your hair? $250? $200? What do these salons charge?
Well, it depends. It can be.
Yeah. So instead of
doing
that.
I mean, that's color, cut, and a style. Ooh. And blowing your hair.
So instead of doing that, you just want to freshen up.
No, what it is, people who have curly hair, though, are like, you know, I mean, if they want straight hair, it takes forever to do it. And you have to use a brush and pull.
Blow by blow.
So.
No, I get it.
Yeah. I mean, that's why it's such a big deal for some of those people, because then they can have straight hair for, you know.
Doesn't it seem like it requires no skill whatsoever to wash and blow dry someone's hair? Like, literally. The guy in the mechanic whose car, whose auto repair joint went out of business could just open up a wash and blow dry store next door, and nobody could tell him he's not qualified to do it.
Maybe.
This is blow by blow.
Okay.
Blow by blow. Chicago. Nina speaking.
Eh. Hi, they're calling from the Drew and Mike show in Detroit. We just got a store like yours opened up here. And
okay.
I was trying to find out, what does it cost? Do you just come in and get your hair washed and blown dry, and that's it, right? You don't cut hair or anything else?
Yeah, we cut hair as well, too.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
But could I come in and just get my hair washed and blown dry?
For what day were you looking for?
No, I mean, if I wanted to do that, could I just do that?
Yeah.
And what does that cost?
A wash and blow dry?
Yeah.
$40.
Is it $40 to just wash and blow dry it?
Do you charge extra for poofing?
No, it comes with it. Usually, like, well, it's for women, like, who want to do, like, updo or braid or whatever, that costs extra. But styling usually comes with it if it's something, like, simple.
But
that
other stuff falls within poofing and wouldn't be an additional charge.
Yeah. I'm sorry?
That other activity you're talking about, as far as styling, it falls within poofing?
I'm sorry, it's so difficult to hear you right now because it's blow
dryer. Yeah, you got all the blow dryers.
No, this blow dryer's going crazy.
This is killing it.
Well, that's okay. I just want to, I guess $40, that's what we need to know. So just to wash your hair and blow it dry is $40. But would that be done by a stylist? You don't need a stylist to do that. Just anybody could do that, right?
I mean, you do.
Oh, are we in the bathroom now?
You need a stylist to do that? To just blow it dry and wash it?
Yeah.
Why do you need a stylist? Because they're just blowing it dry.
It's a technique.
Really?
Yeah,
you
they use brushes, a blow dryer, you know. It's not just, you know, we're just going to blow dry it. Like,
do you have to go to some special, do you have to get some special training to learn how to wash it and blow it dry?
Yes, that is correct.
You do? Okay, so they go to some kind of school. Okay. Yeah.
Poofing school.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can you just major in just washing and blow drying only and not the cutting part? Could you do it separately training-wise?
You can do specialty, but cosmetology, like, usually that's, it all, you know, it's all in one. You know, you learn everything, and then you pick a specialty, and you know, whatever.
Washing and blowing dry could be your specialty then.
Yes.
Are there different kinds of blowouts and poofing? I mean, or is there just one way to do it?
There's different techniques. There are different brushes that stylists use to style the hair, depending on how the client wants the hair. They're definitely different techniques and, you know, different brushes and whatnot.
Wow, that's intense. How long does it take to blow dry the hair?
Usually takes anywhere between 30 and 45 minutes. Usually master stylists would master it in like 30 minutes. Your average stylist, it'll take 45 minutes. And beginners usually take about an hour.
Yeah. Oh, my God. What's a master stylist? What do you have to do to become a master stylist?
You pretty much have to be in the field, for a long period of time, have extensive knowledge about, hair product and things like that. Usually master stylists, they cover everything. They can do cut, color, blow dry. You know, they don't have any limitations to their skills. Whereas to beginners, you know, they more so focus on, their specialty.
Is it true? Is there a money-back guarantee if you don't like the blow job?
The blow job?
Oh, my God. I can't believe I said that.
What's so funny? I don't get it. I don't get it.
That's hilarious.
I don't get it. What's so funny?
That's crazy.
I'm sorry. You threw me off. What was the question?
No, no. See, now she has blowjobs on her mind. Way to go, Drew.
Talking about a blowjob and only $40. That's crazy.
Yeah, $40 blowjob?
Yeah.
She's never heard that.
$40 blowjob. That's amazing. I don't know. I think we're pretty happy now. You told me everything I needed to know.
Do you, honest question, though. Do you ever have guys come in and get I almost said blowjobs. Blowjobs? There are blowouts. Do you have guys come in?
There are men that come in and get their hair cut.
No, just blowouts.
I have not seen any males come in and get theirs blow dried out. A lot of men usually don't come in with.
You're gonna slip.
Sorry.
No, it's in her brain. It's stuck. She's going to say it to someone she really doesn't want to say it to.
Yeah, a customer.
Wow.
Are you here today for a blowjob? I mean, blowout?
Exactly.
Well, thank you very much. You're very helpful.
Not a problem.
Sorry we ruined your brain.
No, you didn't. You actually just made my day. I love it.
Good. Well, thank you. Have a good one.
You're welcome. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow. She's
a intense,
spunky one.
$40 to get your hair blown dry?
Yeah, I was looking at...
it's an hour?
There's a local place that does it, and they have a menu on their website. And
they don't cut hair.
They can do both.
These places in Detroit do not.
This place does not.
Some of them are just blow out.
This place will also do extensions or whatever. But what's interesting is they have 5 different kinds of blowouts. Which I thought it was just blow drying your hair.
Well, it is.
Well, no. I mean,
what are the 5 different kinds?
One is called the Long Beach for $35. Beachy Waves.
Yeah. So it's like.
Just picture the sun on your face and your boss far, far away. That's the description. Then there's the Long Island, which is big hair and big volume, also $35. Yeah. Bourbon, smooth and straight up. Great for the perfectly poised fashionista, $35.
Fashionista.
The Gibson Vintage Curls. Channel your inner Veronica Lake. $35.
Yeah, boy.
And then $40 for extensions and a blowout. So it's not all the same. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah. No. But I remember.
They'll braid your hair.
There was a guy who did hair. He like was on Oprah all the time, but he lived in this area.
Oh, is that Jessica Simpson's guy?
Yeah. Yeah. Him. And he had a little shop for a little while on the east side, and everybody got like, hey, come on over and you can get a free job from what's his name?
From the guy on Oprah.
His name was.
No, you would know him if you saw
him. That's how Dr. Phil started.
But he gossiped that J-Lo has really curly hair.
Is it Ken Paves?
Yes.
Ken Pave, yeah. Oh, and you know.
Ken Pave.
It was Paves when they came
Paves.
Over here. It was Paves at Ellis Island.
I don't answer to Ken Paves.
Hey, Paves! You know, Paves, stop playing with your hair!
She has real, you know, you would think she has straight hair, but he's like, no, she's really.
Oh.
So somebody like her would need to have someone do that, and it's an enormous task.
Paves, stop giving out secrets!
I still feel like I could go in there, and I could, if they were short of people, I could go in there and wash someone's hair and blow dry.
Yeah, yeah.
They might
all right,
not be nuts
big
about
stuff.
It.
Do it.
Do it for $35.
Drew Blows opening soon.
Yes.